Big Les's League, an all rugby league experience. Hello and welcome back to Big Les's League, an all rugby league experience. I'm your host, Big Les. What a game of football we witnessed. Thursday night of football, the Roosters are going up against the Newcastle Knights. Now, this game pretty much went very similar to what we thought it was going to be at BTFU. We said it was going to be a very close game. The Roosters obviously disappointed with the performance that they had in the previous week against the Bulldogs. They wanted to come back. They wanted to make a statement here against the Newcastle Knights, and they definitely did that with a massive, massive performance. Manu breaking the run meters record. I thought that Luke Keary was great too in the halves. Connor Watson had some really solid moments running the football. Brandon Smith had a better game that I've seen from him at nine since he's been at the Roosters. I think Victor Radley was outstanding as well. Obviously, Angus Crichton was huge in that side. Terrell May coming off the bench had an absolute blinder, came up with some really good moments, and just the footy IQ from him to go to centre to set up that try on that left wing for Daniel Tupou as well, just absolutely sensational. It was a great, great game of football. Obviously, as for the Newcastle Knights, KP, very dangerous. Jack Cogger, again, proving that he's got a really solid short-kicking game. A few grubbers there, really troubling the Roosters' defence. But I thought that KP was the difference here, and even he was making some last-tackle kicks himself. Just getting the ball into his hands. He wanted to make something happen for his side. At the end of the day, though, the Roosters, they had a lot of momentum, especially in that second half, and they really put it on the Newcastle Knights. They put a lot of defensive pressure on the Newcastle Knights and really made them pay whenever the Roosters had the ball in their hands. So, great game of footy. As we said, Joseph Manu, a big moment for him, breaking the all-time NRL run meters record with 370 meters. 370 meters. Now, he did actually run more than 370 meters in the World Cup. I think it was either a year ago or 2 years ago now. He ran for 420 meters, and that was the record for the World Club Challenge. But he's actually broken the record now for NRL, the Telstra Premiership, with 370 meters, 119 of those being kick return meters, 151 post-contact meters. He had two line break assists, a try assist, and 11 tackle busts there at fullback. A lot of people have been calling for him to move into that fullback position, particularly when Tedesco was having slumps in form last year. Tedesco actually started the year this year very well. But Joseph Manu, this performance for him at fullback, holy shit. It just shits on what Tedesco's done to start this season. Tedesco's been very good, but Manu, that was absolutely insane. And to run 370 meters, 30 runs of the football, 30 runs of the footy. It makes me as a New South Welshman wish that he was a New South Welshman himself. I wish we could have someone like Joseph Manu in that Origin side. Speaking of Origin, just did another podcast with the Random Stats Guy. That's going to be coming out tomorrow. Obviously, you would have seen some reels for that on the Instagram page. We did Queensland. Now, obviously, we were talking and he left his wallet and laptop case in the studio after recording the New South Wales pod. He was like, mate, I've left all my shit at your studio. I need to come pick it up. And I said, well, listen, mate, there's going to be some tax here. You're going to come back to the studio. We're going to record Queensland. We're going to do Queensland's Origin team as well. It was a deal. We came in on Wednesday, recorded the podcast, obviously the Wednesday after round five, and recorded that podcast. So that's going to be coming out tomorrow for you guys. We also have an exclusive interview as well with the Random Stats Guy talking about, you know, how the Random Stats Guy page started. And obviously some new things that he's got going on at the moment. The Patreon that he's got going on is absolutely insane. He's got some great things going on, the Random Stats Guy. So some great content coming for you this week in regards to some of my discussions with the Random Stats Guy. Obviously the New South Wales teams are out now, so make sure you go ahead and watch that. It's on the YouTube and on the podcast here as well. But the Queensland side is coming out tomorrow, my predicted side versus what the stats are saying after round five. And then obviously the interview there with the Random Stats Guy as well. They're going to be coming out tomorrow and on Wednesday. But let's get back into this game. Manu, yes, outstanding, running the football, heavily involved. He was outstanding in this game. Definitely the standout player too. He was making things happen for the Roosters. He constantly got the ball in his hands. The only criticism, that I would have of Joseph Manu is sometimes just being a little bit selfish with the ball. Yes, he had the two line break assists and a try assist in there, but there were plenty more times where he could have laid on some more tries. Obviously, that Michael Jennings one comes to mind as well. Obviously, they had a few numbers on the left-hand side for a Daniel Tupou try at one point in that game, and he chose to run the football rather than giving the offload out to that left-hand side, which was open. But the Michael Jennings one was the more, memorable one. Obviously, had Michael Jennings steaming in on the inside for his 300th game to score a try. It was so close, Michael Jennings, so close. But as I said, Joseph Manu, the only criticism I would have of him at fullback is that he does tend to get a little bit selfish with the ball in hands. He does tend to want to run the ball himself and obviously create opportunities for himself rather than giving those opportunities to others. But other than that, he was definitely the standout. He had an absolutely massive game. Now, there were a few changes before kickoff here for the Sydney Roosters. Obviously, Suwali going onto the right wing with Michael Jennings at right centre. Junior Bulga moved into left centre with Daniel Tupou on that left wing. So there were a few changes for kickoff. I thought it was a really solid move. I think Michael Jennings obviously had a big night defensively by the end of the game, but in the first half really struggled, had 4 missed tackles. Those were mainly in the first half, then had 26 tackles by the end of the game. So heavily involved in defense, putting on some big hits too there. Very big defensive game from Michael Jennings, but did struggle at some points with his defense. And obviously having Suwali there on that side, I think helped him a little bit more. Then again, a lot of the tries were scored on that left-hand side for the Newcastle Knights. Obviously, the Jackson Hastings one where he pretty much just ran around everyone, and then the Bradman Best one as well where Michael Jennings had a pretty decent misread there that cost that try there to Bradman Best. But yeah, again, that's probably the only two criticisms I have for the Roosters on the night, really, was just that right-hand side defense and then obviously Joseph Manu just being a little bit selfish with the ball in hand. Other than that, they were both outstanding. And Suwali on the wing also getting heavily involved, had 19 runs for 228 metres, 99 post-contact metres, 4 tackle busts in this game as well. He was deadly there on that right wing. Really, really solid game from him. We talked about it as well. Connor Watson and his running game. Outstanding. I thought he was great for most of that game. He had a very simple role. It was just run the football, and that's what he did. He ran the football to a really high click. He didn't have to do anything else. Kiri was based on that left-hand side. Connor Watson was based on the right, and he just did his job. He just did his job, Connor Watson, which was just run hard, tackle hard, there in the number 6 jersey. Not making up numbers. He still had to ball play a little bit, but it was obvious that Kiri was the main ball player in this side and that he had to take charge of this side, and that Connor Watson was just more of a running 5'8 there. He did a great job, Connor Watson, finished the game with 442 metres, 62 post-contact, a 3 tackle bust. I thought he did really well. And then Luke Kiri as well, running for 106 metres, 10 post-contact metres. He had a line break assist, and a try assist in there as well. And then his kicking game was outstanding. Kicked for 551 metres. Luke Keary, really solid performance from him. I thought that he did very well directing his side around the park. And obviously a stat came out at the start of the week, I believe on Bloke in a Bar, that when Luke Keary and Sam Walker are playing on their own and they're not playing as a halves pairing, they tend to do a lot better than when they are paired together. I think we saw a little bit of that in this game, but I think I have to give more credit to Luke Keary himself for just really, doing well in directing this side. He is more of a 6. We know that Luke Keary is more of a 6, but he did his job very well being put in that number 7 jersey. Lindsay Collins, look, a very mixed bag night from him. He obviously finished the game with 2 errors and 2 big errors too. But his runs not really having too much sting. Yes, he ran for the 112 metres. He had 55 post-contact metres. The stats look really good. But when you actually go back and watch the game, he has been in very 50-50 form for the past 2 weeks. He has had two pretty off games compared to what we are used to seeing from Lindsay Collins. The fact that he can have an off game and still, pull up that 112 metres, the 55 post-contact metres, the 7 hit-ups as well that he had in this game, 30 tackles in this one. Obviously had 2 missed, but 30 tackles. The fact that he can still do that in a quote-unquote poor game You know, it's very, very solid. He's just such a great player, Lindsay Collins. And Jared as well. Only played 32 minutes in this game. Had a really long stint on the bench. Only had 43 meters from 5 runs. Like, it's just so weird to see from Jared. You know, contrasting that with him last year playing 80 minutes and having unbelievable stats. For him to only have 43 meters from 5 runs and 21 tackles, like, it's so un-Jared from what we've seen. Yes, he's getting older, but, you know, we're comparing him only from last year where he was playing those 80-minute games. It is very strange to see him only get the 43 meters there. Angus Crichton, I thought was outstanding, had 187 metres, 16 runs of the footy, 16 hit-ups with 5 tackle busts in this game as well, had a line break in there, and then 42 tackles, 6 missed, yes, I grant it, but 42 tackles, still very solid. I thought that he was one of their better players in attack, you know, really straightened up their attack to Angus Crichton, taking some really tough carries. That combination between Luke Keary and Angus Crichton is proving to be very dangerous on that Roosters left-hand side. Got to give credit here to Victor Radley. He was phenomenal. 21 runs, 242 metres, 89 post-contact metres, a line break, a tackle bust, 17 hit-ups, 36 tackles, only 2 missed there. Just so, so solid. Nat Butcher, for the past, you know, 2-3 weeks now, and, you know, towards the back end of last year, sort of had a similar issue. Yes, his defense is outstanding. His defense is great. 50 tackles in this game with only 2 missed. I mean, the defense is great, but he only had 4 runs. 4 runs in this game. He doesn't run the footy much. Obviously, yes, it is partly the halves' fault for not giving him a lot of ball either, but 4 runs, 44 meters, like, it's just strange that he does not get too involved in attack. Yes, the Roosters love their left. They do go down the right quite a bit too. It's very strange that he's not getting very involved. I mean, yeah, as I said, 4 runs in this game for 44 metres. Just very, very strange. But Victor Radley, though, you've got to commend his performance. He was outstanding. Victor Radley, Angus Crichton through the middle. Really, really solid. And then another guy that stood out off the bench is Terrell May. 182 metres, 73 post-contact metres. He had 13 hit-ups, 2 line-break assists, a try assist. Obviously, 2 Daniel Tupou going into centre, and then 2 tackle busts in there as well. 35 tackles, only 1 missed. He's in origin form right now. I'll say it right now. Terrell May is in New South Wales Blues origin form. There, I said it. Obviously, didn't have him in my Blues team, I don't think, but he definitely deserves to be there. He has had a great start to the year. I wouldn't be surprised if Madge does chuck him in that 17. I mean, he's been very consistent now this season. Obviously, yes, had an off night against the Bulldogs, but for the most part of the season has been very consistent. I think he deserves that jersey. I think he'll get that jersey too. He is phenomenal, Terrell May. Absolutely phenomenal. Very happy to have him in my Supercoach side just quietly. But Terrell May, really, really solid start to the year. And in this game was the difference. Just the way that he read the play. Obviously, when he gave that short ball to through the middle of the park, and then they got the quick play of the ball, he had the IQ, the footy IQ as a front rower to go into centre when he knew that Michael Jennings is obviously out of play there. This was literally the play after. Manu didn't throw that offload to Michael Jennings for the try on the inside. Michael Jennings was out of position. Terrell May has the footy IQ to get into centre to set up a try there, you know, to hold the ball for the exact amount of time to draw in the defender, to pass that ball as a front rower. That is so skillful. Absolutely insane. Terrell May, beautiful game from him and definitely one of the standouts. And it took me a while to convince my old man that he was the better game, better player on the field, the better front rower on the field, I should say. By the end of it, some of the big plays he came up with, not only in attack in those circumstances we mentioned, but in defense as well. By the end of it, my old man could not agree more that he was one of the players of the game. Terrell May, Angus Crichton, Victor Radley, and then Joseph Manu, definitely the standouts for me. Suwali having a big game as well in this one. Daniel Tupou, his kick returns are getting better and better as the weeks go on. We know how good Daniel Super can be on those kick returns. This was one of his peak performances for me, especially with how this season has gone. You know, Daniel Tupou was great, 237 metres, 101 post-contact, 3 line breaks, 3 tackle busts there on the wing. He was solid. As for the Newcastle Knights, it wasn't a bad game from the Newcastle Knights whatsoever. They were in this contest. It was a contest. And in the back end of that game, in the last 15 to 10 minutes, you know, the Knights nearly came back. The Knights nearly came back. The Roosters only just held on in defence. In terms of the completion rates, the Knights had a higher completion rate too. It was an 89% completion rate from the Newcastle Knights, 35 from 39 sets, 85% for the Roosters, 36 from 42 sets there. Yeah, the Knights were probably the better team towards the back end of the game, especially in that last 10 minutes or so. Obviously, Tom Jenkins got ruled out of this game for Greg Marzu to come back into the side, and thank God that happened because Greg Marzu had a blinder. 19 runs, 218 metres, 97 post-contact metres, 6 tackle busts in this game. He was outstanding, Greg Marzu, when he got the footy in his hands. He was so dangerous on that left-hand side. And then the centre on the inside of him as well. Bradman Best, 274 metres off 20 runs there for Bradman Best. 107 post-contact metres. He had 2 tackle busts in this game as well. 12 tackles there in the centres. Shout out to Dane Gagai, who had 20 tackles there in the centres. But obviously, the Roosters in their left-hand side was very dangerous. Dane Gagai also missed 9 tackles in this game, which is very un-Dane Gagai. Dane Gagai still running for 157 metres, 66 post-contact, 2 tackle busts there himself. He's actually started the year very, very solid. Really, really solid from Dane Gagai to start the year on that right-hand side. We were obviously, when we were doing this Queensland pod, not to give anything away, but we did mention that Dane Gagai, he is in the conversation still for the back line for the Queensland side because he has started the year very well, and he obviously ended last year extremely well as well. Now, we talked about it, Jack Cogger and his kicking game, particularly his short kicking game. It's not very often where you say the halfback and the 5'8 have very similar kick meters. Obviously, it tends to be the halfback kicking for 400, 500 meters, and then the 5'8 kicking for 50, 100 meters. Jack Cogger kicked for 230 meters off 9 kicks. Jackson Hastings only had 2 more kicks than what Cogger did and kicked for 347 meters. So they're definitely evening out the kicking game and taking a lot of pressure off each other. You'd have to imagine this is the halves pairing going into the rest of the year, or at least up until Origin, just in case something doesn't work out. But, you know, all things considered, it's working out just fine. They are playing some great football. And Jackson Hastings having a blinder out there, 16 runs for him for 150 metres, 20 post-contact metres. He's almost playing like the 5'8", and Jack Cogger's almost playing like the halfback in this game as well. Cogger's kicking game, particularly his short kicking game in this one, made a massive difference. It put a lot of pressure on the Roosters, particularly late in this game. Jack Cogger, I thought, was great. Hastings, I thought, was outstanding. And that try that he scored, fuck, that's a flashback. That's a rewind try there for Jackson Hastings. Absolutely unbelievable. For the Knights through the middle, I thought that Jacob Saifidi had one of his better games of the year. 13 runs for 139 metres. 69 post-contact metres. 11 hit-ups there for him. Had a tackle bust, 29 tackles. I thought he was great. Leo Thompson as well had a blinder. 112 metres. 46 post-contact metres, 10 hit-ups, a tackle bust in there, 38 tackles, only 2 missed. These two were outstanding, but Leo Thompson has had a massive start to the year. He has been tremendous for this Newcastle Knights side. Absolutely outstanding. Really been impressed with Leo Thompson, especially over the past 2 weeks. He's really been the difference maker for them in the middle of the park. Kai Pierce-Paul as well. 13 runs, 153 metres, 66 post-contact metres. He had a line break, 3 tackle busts, 13 hit-ups, more than the front rowers in this side, and ended up as well with 39 tackles, only 3 missed there. You know, Kai Pierce-Paul, amazing, amazing game. I thought that he was great. Dylan Lucas, he had some solid runs, but didn't run the ball as much as what I thought he would. Obviously, a lot more of the ball went to Kai Pierce-Paul on that left-hand side. Sorry, Kai Pierce-Paul was playing left. And then obviously Dylan Lucas was playing on the right-hand side. Adam Elliott, too, in the middle, I thought was great. 14 runs, 100 metres, 36 post contact, had two tackle busts, a line break in there with 11 hit-ups, 28 tackles in there with three missed. I thought he was great too through the middle there for the Knights. Looked very solid, and he's actually looked quite good to start the season too. Adam Elliott, their starters were outstanding. Shout out to Matty Croker as well. 7 hit-ups, 95 metres there for him. He's been great off the bench as well. I thought he had a really solid stint there. Obviously in the 17 minutes he was on the field. Other than that, for Newcastle, it was mainly the starters for me that stood out. Jacob Saifidi, Leo Thompson there in the middle setting the tone. Kai Pierce-Paul outstanding there on the edge. Dane Gagai, Bradman Best having a decent game. Both of them in the centres. Obviously, Inari Chiuwala standing out again. 141 metres, 63 post contact, 15 runs. Greg Mars, you having a blinder on that left-hand side. 218 metres from 19 runs. But the standout for me was Kalyn Ponga, especially towards the back end of that game when the Knights were trying to come back. But throughout the entire game, he was so dangerous. The fact that the Roosters were defending him, shout out to the Roosters' defense, because any other team, the Knights absolutely get a 13-plus type win. Their attack was on. They were on in attack. Kalyn Ponga, Jack Cogger, Jackson Hastings, their forwards were getting a lot of momentum. Their backs were looking really dangerous. But more importantly, Kalyn Ponga was in his element. He had 210 run meters, 112 of those being kick return meters. He had 68 post contact meters, two line breaks, a line break assist, a try assist, seven tackle busts in this game. He was phenomenal, Kalyn Ponga. Absolutely phenomenal in this one. And as I said, any other team, I think the Knights get a big win. Kalyn Ponga was great. Really, really solid. He almost looked like a second 5'8 there. Constantly getting the ball in his hands. Yes, had 14 runs, but just constantly getting the ball in his hands, trying to create stuff for his teammates on the left and on the right-hand side as well. There were a lot of times where he ran on that right-hand side against the left-hand Roosters defense and nearly got past them. Credit to the Roosters defense again. It's probably the only reason why KP didn't have 300 metres, to be honest, because the Roosters' defence was so good in key moments of this game. But KP just looked like he was going to break this defence a lot of the times when he was running the ball. That's the only thing that I would have against the Newcastle Knights. It was just the fact that they were playing so well but couldn't put those points on. There was a lot of times where the Knights were getting a lot of the runner momentum, but the Roosters were shutting them down in defence. The Knights need to go to that next level if they want to beat sides like the Roosters, especially playing in this kind of form. They need to, you know, turn this form into getting points at the end of their sets. I think that's the only thing I'd criticise the Knights on. It was a very tight game, a very enjoyable game. And yeah, look, an absolute spectacle. It was great to watch. That's full time. See you in the next one.